This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The first of three trials in the death of Elijah McClain started with opening statements Wednesday. Randy Rodema and Jason Rosenblatt, two of three officers who were at the scene, are charged with manslaughter and negligent homicide. State Attorney Jonathan Bungie said the officers failed McClain with their actions.
A 23-year-old healthy man
just walking down the street became a casualty of the very people who had sworn to protect him.
The defense argued that another police officer and two paramedics are responsible for McClain's death, which, according to the autopsy, was caused by a large dose of the sedative ketamine. In Grand Junction, some residents are upset over the closure of a city park that's popular with unhoused residents. Caleb Wilkins spoke at a city council meeting Wednesday about the closure of Whitman Park.
I love this place. I've been housed here. I've been unhoused here. But I couldn't have gotten back on my feet without access to a restroom.
The city says the park was closed for a future improvement project. The state Senate's assistant majority leader was hospitalized this week after an accident while riding her bike to the state capitol. CPR's Benna Berklin has more.
Family and friends of Democratic Senator Faith Winter say the accident occurred when she hit a curb while trying to avoid being hit by a truck. In a statement on social media, loved ones said Winter was wearing a helmet, but still needed surgery to remove pressure on her brain. They said she's now resting and has a good prognosis. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Colorado researchers are trying to better understand long COVID. That's as cooler weather is coming and the virus is still around. Many people who've had the disease still have long COVID symptoms.
Even though it's been 3 years and it feels like a long time, there is hope for treatments coming.
There's more on a Colorado study of long COVID and those possible treatments later in this hour. Mostly sunny across the state, highs close to 80, just above 80 along the Front Range and in western Colorado, 60s and 70s in the mountains. This is CPR News.